Yeah, we need more.
And it's just, we need more. And I like the idea of three stations for some reason, but I mean, it could be many.
11?
Yeah, it's...
That's a lot.
It's...
But could one station be just
one
object?
Yeah,
one
station could be one object or one image.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One station could be in the window, in the vitrine. One station could be on a table. One station could be a projection. One station could be Jacques' piece.
Mm-hmm. I in the Optica show, the room that was dark, that kind of felt like a room with stations.
Yeah. Yes.
And where the works were chosen because they were good neighbors. But maybe we can make that more, that structure or that intention more obvious, readable in this show. But that's what I felt, the books, the light boxes, the projection, the types of images.
Yeah, it's true. Each section,
mm-hmm.
each station could be more complex.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of one, one video, it could be
mm-hmm.
four objects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if you throw in 11 stations, then I think this whole concept of stations is going to get lost, because it's going to get crowded.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a single thing as a station, it's going to lose that.
The relating effect. You like the way she speaks about
in Bogdan's film.
The
works in Bogdan's afterlife film, I think that's missing.
No, sentence where you talk about the relating effect.
The clock effect.
When and you. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
You
can. I can hear you.
Okay, so
yeah,
I think that's the missing.
A voiceover.
Sentence.
We could have an audio guide.
Or that's true. But I think whatever you're saying in that one voiceover, I think that sentence is missing from this description. Because working alone together and the relating effect, I feel like those two are.
Do you remember what you were saying there?
In the conversation with Gwyn?
Yeah, in the
We're kind of talking about we're looking for a word to express.
But this is the neighborhood, the good neighbor.
It's the neighborhood,
it's
the world.
The expression of when you're trying to find a word for something. And I think it's the title.
Because we're looking for a word, mm-hmm. saying what word would, what would it be? How can we call it? And we're talking about this effect of having, in the real conversation that I had with Gwyn, it's this feeling that sometimes I feel something is beside me watching.
Mm-hmm.
There's this other kind of presence that's there as some kind of witness or some kind of, and then we end up saying, oh, maybe it's the outre in outre vie. So that makes it very kind of ghostly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the neighborhood could also be that.
But you also talk about how you start informing one another. You're influenced by what's outside. What's inside starts influencing what's outside. And there's this kind of conversation. And I think it's a nice metaphor for the group, because we influence each other. The definition isn't the same for every single person. So we're alone together, but we also have this sort of neighbor effect happening. I don't know. But I think that's alone together is nice, but the piece that's missing for me is what you're talking about in that film is how we miss each other, and that influences us too.
Maybe now we have a concept and we can work around it.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
It's like, this time we found it, but it was there since the beginning. But.
We have language for it, that's great.
Yeah, the concept of neighborhood, actually, it echoes the alone together.
Yeah, where
mm-hmm.
everyone has their own kind of territory, but
yep.
it fits well
mm-hmm.
with the others. Territories, and
mm-hmm.
it can be shared.
Mm-hmm.
Some areas are shared, and some areas are individual.
Mm-hmm.
Like in an apartment.
Like in
mm-hmm.
rear window. this wall of everybody's individual space, but they're linked together by the person looking at them.
And then when you want to do your laundry, you go to the laundry room, and then you meet like some other people who are doing their laundry.
Except that they are not necessarily good neighbors.
They're not necessarily good,
but what we do is
we want
we
to
are
advocate
trying
the good
to,
neighbors.
To
Katie was just saying something about boundaries and like how we.
Well, Celia was calling it boundaries in the Foo artist talk.
Can you repeat what she says for the?
Oh yeah. how I was speaking about boundaries at Foo when we did our artist talk.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's very vague. But it's
been recorded though.
It's been recorded.
Yeah, it's on the recording. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The kind of effect thing.
Yeah.
That you were describing, you were calling boundaries.
Yeah, like that main point
exactly.
where things
but
sort
that's,
of happen.
That's the meeting point.
Yeah.
Okay.
You call it meshing.
Okay, do you have to go?
Yeah.
No, I don't have to
go
yet.
Okay, but you agree?
Yeah, I agree with everything. What was the plan?
For some reason, I'm like seeing like we should make a map of our neighborhood. I don't know if it needs to be in the show, but
we need
yeah,
it before
all
we make the show. We need it, I think. So it doesn't have to be in the show.
But I mean, like, not let's not think of the map as a plan of the show. It's not like a design of the show.
No,
I think it's an exercise. I liked how Lise made this map after the end of the workshop.
Yeah,
and
I have it.
So I think it would be,
it's not that.
Because all these exercises, workshops have been like a way of practicing, for us to practice our thought and our relationship. We should.
Just hold on. I have this. I have this map that Lise made. I printed it because I found it so interesting. Here. Okay. Okay, that's one. That's just a nice photograph.
No, I'm thinking also because like the VR is a space, it's starting to make more sense.
Well, like, and the afterlife is like underneath the
this is the
not all visible space.
Yeah.
It's interesting that we're talking about boundaries.
I love this.
Because when I was thinking about the VR piece and trying to find a title, I couldn't really formulate it, but my mind was kind of homing in onto describing this, like the seams between the physical and the immaterial.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what the VR piece is. It's very physical, but it's also empty and it's just an image. But it tricks you to think that you're elsewhere. So it's like all these layers that are kind of.
So that space will be empty.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just the apparatus.
Yeah.
With like a chair or a bench or.
No, people will be walking around.
Just empty.
Yeah.
And how many?
One.
Just one. So it's one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's. So there's going to be like minimal light so that people can.
It might need to be lit depending on where the technology is headed. Right now, I was researching because at the moment, VR requires a really powerful computer to be on all the time, and it does the heavy lifting, and the headset is just relaying the information.
Mm-hmm.
But that requires a computer, that requires. A lot more things, sensors in the room and everything. Whereas there is this new version of VR that's coming out that's all portable VR. All the computer is integrated into the headset itself, so you get a truly wireless experience. And it's not as highly detailed as the PC-based VR, but it's still something that's pretty incredible that you can people have done tests with it to see how accurate it was, and they walked through cities with a guide to, you know, follow along. But the thing could track itself and know where it was in the space within the city, so you can blow up scaling to whatever the size of the room is, and have a really immersive, incredible VR experience. So I was researching that to see if that would be a viable alternative to finding a computer that could stay in the black box for however long the show is.
Probably by the month of March, the technology will be there. It will be.
Well, there's one that's available now, and in early spring they're going to release a new one that looks a lot more promising than what's currently on the market. So I'm keeping an eye out for these two new players in the VR space. But I think that would be really cool if it was truly a wireless experience. Because right now, VR being tethered, there's always this thing that's dragging you back to the real world. You know, you're not free. You feel it.
Maybe that's the thing that makes you feel somehow safe.
Could be, but also with the dining room, I don't think there's anything that's off-putting or that could scare people.
Maybe there's a bunch of dirty dishes.
Maybe a candle, lit
Jacques,
candle.
Because you've been on your own doing that, do you want to have people working with you? Would that be like a...
Sure, if anyone wants to play along. I mean...
Right no, now. Not that you have to, but it's like we kind of assume, like, okay,
Jacques
doing it, and then we don't kind of worry about it, and we just don't...
But I'm okay doing it. It's fine. Okay. People can come and watch, and we can exchange ideas. And
yeah, well, maybe once you have a version, then we can give you feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Have you done the final scan yet, or you have to go back and do it?
No, I still need to shoot, and I think we were planning to do it after potluck. So to finish our meal,
you missed
create
the drone.
A nice,
you were using a drone?
In your house?
Yes. Oh, you have to see it.
I just saw the good stuff.
You have to see it. It's so amazing.
You wanted all the food and the people and everything?
Not the people, but the
food.
The traces of our
But you said it can't be shiny.
Yeah, so we're going to use a matte spray or some flour or something to dull out the glass.